Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and it is time. Baseball is back. That's right. They'll be getting back on the diamond this week, and while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, there's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. To take advantage of this offer, it's easy. All you've got to do, place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team, and for every home run they hit that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. That's a great deal. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. How you doing there, Mr. Greg?
I am doing well, Jim. Happy to be back talking more Penn State football as we get closer to August.
And hopefully we will have that. We'll talk about whether we have a season or not a little bit later in the show. But just got to ask it, are you going to be placing that bet, baseball bet, on your Phillies on opening day so you could get the extra bets for home runs?
Yeah, I think I will, Jim. I'm really looking forward to baseball being back. Hopefully everything goes well because I think we need to see a lot of good stuff from baseball and from basketball and from hockey as they all start to ramp up here. If we want to have college football and pro football. Now, I know, again, that what these leagues do will have more impact, I think, on the NFL just because all the things we've talked about for months and months now. But, you know, I still think it could be good news for college as well. So, time will tell, but yeah, looking forward to the weekend upcoming here, Jim, and getting to watch some baseball again.
Yeah, not to get ahead of ourselves because we're going to talk about it more, but I do think success in baseball bodes well for college football, and even more so if it fails baseball, that's not going to bode well for college football or any of the other sports. All right, let's get right to it, Greg. In this segment, we are going to talk recruiting, and we finally got some positive news for Penn State recruiting. Jamari Bowden, a four-star linebacker out of Michigan, committed to Penn State last Friday. What could you tell us about Jamari Bowden?
Yeah, I really like him, Jim. This is a kid who Penn State's obviously been recruiting for a really long time, and it's another win for Penn State in the state of Michigan. So first on Bowden, he's a 6'2", 210-pound recruit, a four-star by both the 247 Sports Composite and 247 Sports Rankings. So this is a kid who I think can only get better from here. I don't think he's even come close to scratching the surface of his potential, which isn't to say he's been a bad high school player. I just think that there's so much he can learn and improve on to combine with what is a pretty impressive raw skill set and athleticism that he has. So kind of guy Brent Pry's always been looking for at that position, Jim, since he started recruiting for Penn State back in 2014. I compare Bowden a little bit to Lance Dixon, though I don't think he's quite as ready-made to maybe play in year one like Lance Dixon was. And keep in mind, Lance Dixon didn't even burn his red shirt. So if that gives any indication of where I think Bowden's at this point. But we'll see. Obviously, we have watched a lot of kids make so much stride forward during their senior year that they end up, being further ahead when they get to campus than maybe what we expected at the moment that they commit. So, yeah, good news for Penn State on the trail, Jim. It has been a while. It's hard to believe that we had all those commitments back between April and May, and then we haven't had any since then. So that was certainly very interesting to me. And, I think that Penn State can, hopefully – You know, again, one thing we always talk about is we don't see a lot of commitments on the horizon. Now, that could change here as we get closer to the start of high school football and some guys wanting to decide before their season starts, even if they haven't been able to visit anywhere for months. So I don't know if there's any really thing coming for Penn State. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, again, I think if you're a Penn State fan, you're hoping that all those top targets, if they don't commit to Penn State, they continue to stay on the board until you can get kids back on campus at some point. Whenever that is, who knows? But I think that has to be the goal at this point.
Certainly does. Let's talk a little bit about the state of Michigan and the recruiting there, where Penn State has been on fire this season especially, and they do have a bit of a tradition of getting players out of Michigan. What is going on there? Is it the Penn State recruiting there? Is it Michigan and Michigan State struggling a bit? What is happening in Michigan?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because you don't really see – well, I think, number one, Michigan State's kind of a tough one to put your finger on at this point because, you know, they have a new coach there. They've obviously had some off-field stuff going on. So, and, you know, their program outlook doesn't appear to be all that great. So I'm not too sure that, Michigan State is really in the picture for a lot of these kids. When it comes to Michigan, though, they don't seem terribly they don't seem to be pushing terribly hard for a lot of these kids that Penn State's landed. You know, obviously, the Lions aren't necessarily picking off the top players in the state. But, you know, they're obviously getting some pretty darn good ones. So let's not, you know, don't let me misconstrue the facts there. But, you know, one obviously a couple guys we'll be watching for is still in Michigan. Donovan Edwards, he's a four-star running back. Most of them assume he's going to go to Michigan, Jim, but we'll see. Rocco Spindler's a four-star offensive guard. It looks like he is probably going to head elsewhere out as well. But Penn State is in his final grouping. Rashawn Benny's a guy that Penn State's tried to stay in the mix with, but Michigan appears to be the winner there. So I think when all is said and done, Michigan also has commitments from one, two of the state's top seven prospects, according to the 247 Sports Composite. So I think it's a little bit of a mixture of the area Penn State is recruiting. Tim Banks does really well in, so I think that has been playing a role. I don't think Michigan State is quite the allure for a lot of kids right now, and it doesn't seem to have a lot of appeal factor to it at the moment. And then I don't know how hard Michigan is pushing for all these kids Penn State's getting out of the state, but we know that they were at least in the mix for a couple of them, and the Lions won out. And the more guys you can get on board, the better chance you'll have, not just now, but down the road as well, to maybe reel in some of those more elite prospects that Jim Harbaugh and Josh Gattis and company want out there in Ann Arbor.
And also looking at the position on the whole, the linebacker position that Budin plays, and Dustin and I hit on this a little bit earlier in the week, but is linebacker now the best recruited position for Penn State? Have they become linebacker U again?
It's an interesting question. That debate seems to come up more and more as some other schools have put more players into the NFL. You know, I don't know if I'm ready to go that. Well, I don't know. I guess you can look at it one of two ways, right? You can look at it and say Penn State's linebacker production has still been pretty darn good, even if maybe they haven't put as many guys into the higher rounds of the NFL draft as some other schools have. But, you know, I guess the question becomes, how do you lose a moniker like linebacker U once you have it? You know, it's not like Penn State's had horrible linebacker corps or horrible linebackers. You know, again, and there's not been too many guys who play like DeVar Arrington, maybe, but there's not, because there's only so many people in the world who can play with that kind of physically gifted ability. So the recruiting position, well, Jim, they always have under James Franklin and Brent Pry. I would say, yeah, you know, they're certainly trending that way. If they have indeed lost that moniker, they're certainly trending that way to get it back. And I think you could make an argument to the contrary that they probably never really lost it to begin with.
Well, I know a couple years ago they weren't very deep there, but they seem to have turned that around pretty quickly. So, all right, let's say linebacker looks pretty good right now. They've got at least they've got two linebackers in this class. Where should we be looking now? Where are the areas of need? What positions should Penn State be emphasizing now for the rest of this recruiting cycle?
Yeah, you know, we've talked a little bit about the fact that this is not going to be a big class. You know, I was talking to Rivals Blue White Illustrated analyst Ryan Snyder the other day. And, you know, while we've done a lot of talking about 2021 players, Jim, he said 19 wouldn't even be a surprise to him. So there's not a whole lot more room for this class to grow. for a program in Penn State who already has 13 players committed. So I think that, what I'm watching for here is it's going to be a lot of best available. So I think a couple more offensive linemen. I think you would take one more player in the secondary if it's Derek Davis, the safety corner from Gateway. I think they got to look at the defensive line a little bit and try and add some numbers there. So it's really those three positions that I think I have my eye on most. Maybe they find a running back, but maybe they don't. Maybe they find another receiver, but perhaps not. I think at this point, the only choices Penn State will have is to take some of the best available players on the board. And look, there's always going to be a spot for Nolan Rucci, the offensive lineman out of Warwick, the five-star. There's always going to be a spot for Derek Davis. But, I think it's at a point now where you really have to become selective and really have to take a deep breath and say, okay, look, maybe we have some offers out there to guys who we really like, but we haven't seen that guy in person for 6 months. And are we ready to take his commitment yet? Fully knowing our space issues. So I think that's something to watch as well. Will they take a tight end or not? I think that's still up in the air. So I can say for sure that a couple more offensive linemen would make sense. A couple more defensive linemen would make sense. And at least one more safety if Derek Davis wants to come play for the Lions. Obviously, they would take corner Jahan Warren out of Lackawanna Community College as well. So he could be in play. But it's very much a numbers game at this point, Jim. And we've kind of gone over some of the top targets here that Penn State would love to continue filling its class up with.
Well, in looking at the thing overall, definitely with what the number of slots they have left, which is not many, and it's been a bit of a rough recruiting cycle, best player available is probably the route to take right now. How about going forward, though, if you could look ahead even to the 2022 recruiting class, and you look at the positions. You look at running back and tight end. If they don't get one this year, a tight end or a running back, that's probably okay because those positions seem to be manned pretty well. Linebacker, they've been doing well. In a general sense overall, though, what positions do you think they need the most help with their recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, it's the defensive line, right? So they've recruited the offensive line pretty well. I think we have all discussed at length the depth they have there. You're always going to want more. So five stars like Nolan Rucci, and if you can keep yourself in the Tristan Lee conversation, you certainly would like to. But, defensive line is really it for me. I mean, looking at, what they have there, Jim, obviously they've recruited the end position well. Tackle maybe a little bit more of a challenge. Let's just face it, they need a better, more consistent pass rush in the biggest moments. I know they have a lot of sacks built up over the years, Jim, but they need more freaks there, as Bruce Feldman would say. So that'd be the one area I'd watch for.
All right, I agree with that, Greg. Stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to talk about overall, are we going to see a college football season in the fall?
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.